In Puerto Rico, there's adventure around every corner and natural treasures waiting to be explored, like El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. Get swept away by natural beauty and come away with unique stories that could only be experienced in Puerto Rico and that remind you why you travel in the first place. Visits end, but stories last forever. You don't become a part of the island, it becomes a part of you. No passports required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to the Shorty. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. And Jerry's over there. So that makes this stuff you should know.
Shorties. Welcome to the Shorty. I like that.
I'm trying to switch things up because these are a little different, you know?
Sure.
They're their own thing, Chuck.
Yeah, we decided that we needed a signal to people that this was different, and we decided against a three-minute long...
I suggested a series of blinks, but it, after a little while, we figured out that wasn't going to work.
Well, I see you're wearing white,
mm-hmm.
and that's because it's not yet Labor Day, and then it's acceptable still.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, was it ever?
I think so, yeah. I think that gangs of angry people would beat you senseless if they saw you wearing white after Labor Day.
Gangs of angry boaters and country clubbers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Clutching their pearls.
We're talking Labor Day.
Yeah, we are talking Labor Day. And a lot of people kind of look at Labor Day and say, that's a weird name for a day off to go have a picnic before we have to go back to school or something.
Sure.
And that is a pretty appropriate thought if you think about it, because it really doesn't have anything to do with labor. It's a day off, which is something, but it's not a day off for everybody. It just seems insensible until you start to know the origins of Labor Day. And then you say, oh, it came out of the labor unions, hence the name Labor Day. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, exactly. As far as national holidays in the U.S. and Canada, it's been around since about 1894. And it was, like you said, labor unions. They don't know exactly who started this tradition, but I think scholars generally say one of two people, both involved in labor unions, probably did so.
Yeah, one was Peter McGuire and the other one was Matthew McGuire.
The McGuires.
Two different spellings. But I saw somewhere that Matthew McGuire was much more radical and that Peter McGuire was much more centrist.
He was the chill one.
So he was the one that got the official credit over time, but it may have actually really been Matthew McGuire. He was just overlooked because he was like...
A jerk?
Let's have some Labor Party rallies and maybe we'll throw some bombs or something.
Ah.
Possibly.
So Peter McGuire with a C, he was the general secretary of the, and I love this, the Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they mean joiner as a woodworking joiner?
No, I think they mean like people who like to join clubs. Of
oh,
different,
really?
Different? No.
Oh, okay.
Sure. It's got to be, right? Because it follows carpenters. But I mean, yeah, I guess that's what that means.
Nothing like a dovetail joint.
Right. That's what it is.
That really gets my blood flowing.
But shouldn't it be jointers?
I don't know. Yeah. I bet you someone will have some good information on this. Like a joiner was a former name for carpenter or something.
Right. But, well, so Peter McGuire's other claim to fame was that he co-founded the AFL.
What?
Yeah, the American Federation of Labor.
Oh, I thought you meant the American Football League.
No. Who was that?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. So the whoever came up with the idea, it's murky. But we actually do know the first Labor Day. That was September 5th, 1882, and it took place in New York. And it was like a real deal Labor Day thing.
Yeah, they had a parade.
Yeah, and the whole reason behind the first Labor Day parade was, like, at the time, if you worked in a factory, most likely, and you worked anywhere between 10 to 12 to 14-hour days, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And so these labor unions were starting to organize, but they were, you know, they were pretty good at organizing people in their trade, but they weren't coming together to really join their strengths. And so whoever's idea this was to have this first Labor Day parade, the basis of it was get all these different people from different unions together, and so they can see that they have all this stuff in common, and then maybe we can really become like a strong political force, and we can agitate for like a 5-day work week and 8-hour work days. And they were successful, but it came out of this first parade that they had.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we get off Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the 4th of July. How about one extra day off?
Yeah, and and for this first Labor Day and for other ones too, they were like, well, no, you can't have the day off. So it was a general strike is how they took the day off.
Yeah, so enter President Cleveland, Mr. Grover Cleveland, and he has an interesting background because he was not a union supporter, but everyone thinks when he signed the law saying the first Monday in September shall be Labor Day.
It's a great Cleveland.
Nationwide. Well, I grew a mustache or shaved the beard, especially for that, as you can tell.
Pretty good, Chuck.
But most people think that even though he wasn't a union supporter, he was trying to sort of put himself in a better light because of some political damage. Earlier that year, he sent federal troops in to put down a strike. And this was, I mean, I know we covered some of this in the unions, long mm-hmm. unions episode, but
yeah.
A lot of times these strikes became, you know, bloody battles and riots, and a strike by the American Railway Union at the Pullman Company in Chicago did just that, and 34 workers died. So they think Cleveland was like, all right, you can have a day off.
I saw both things. I saw that Cleveland saw this as politically healing, you know, it was like a bone he was tossing to the unions and to labor in general. I also saw that Congress had a bill going in circulation years before this happened, and that Cleveland just happened to be the president who was sitting at the time, and so he was the one who signed it. And really, it wasn't any political tool at all. So I saw both. But either way, it did come on the heels of that, for sure. And that was a big deal, that strike. I was looking into it, Chuck, and there was like the whole thing started because some workers from the Pullman Company. Pullman made railroad cars at the time, like yeah. really popular ones, like the good ones.
The Pullman Yard here in Atlanta.
Right, right. So they went to the head of the company, I think either George or Charles Pullman, and said, hey, we want to work fewer hours. We think we're working too much for too little pay. And he said, oh, that's great. I'll take that into consideration. And like in true Montgomery Burns fashion, he fired the people for even asking. And so that started this whole strike that ended up, like you said, it was bloody. There were riots. They were overturning railroad cars. Overturning railroad cars. Do you know how hard that would be?
I imagine there was rope involved.
I would hope so.
And horses.
Well, yeah, or in The Incredible Hulk.
Should we take a little quick break?
Yeah, I'm a little worked up.
All right, we're going to take a quickie, everybody, and we will come back and finish up about Labor Day right after this. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. And you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right. So what's Labor Day like around the world, Josh? It has other names in different parts of the world. Is that right?
Yeah, and it takes place at different times. Like May Day, May 1st is known internationally as like the Day of Workers. Basically what Labor Day was originally to America, May Day is to the rest of the world, especially Europe and China and some other places. And it's been definitely co-opted as a kind of a communist day too.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is another reason why we don't really tend to celebrate May Day. We celebrate Labor Day in a totally different part of the year. Nothing to do with communism.
Yeah, and I actually looked up the origins of this whole white after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And our old buddies at Mental Floss and new buddies here at work, right. Will and Mangesh,
yeah.
I don't know if they wrote this one, but apparently that came in the 1880s or so, post-Civil War, when new money started happening. And apparently the old money people were like, geez, there's more rich people now than ever. And we can't distinguish between the rich folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an old blue blood, and this guy just made his money in, I don't know, whatever they were making back then that could make you rich.
Radio,
chewing gum?
Radio knobs.
Radio knobs. Mm-hmm. He's got new money. So they felt the need, the old blue bloods, to design a bunch of silly like fashion rules and society rules. That I don't know if only they would know about it.
Yeah, just to entrap people?
Maybe, but as a way to distinguish, you know, old money and true rich people from these vulgar new rich people. And apparently not wearing white outside of summer was just one of those rules.
Those were the very people who would beat you senseless if they caught you wearing white. That was the other part of it, too. Not just feeling foolish, but feeling
vulnerable.
Tremendous pain. As well.
But they do confirm that these days it's not a big deal. I think it's just kind of become more of a joke now when someone says you don't wear white after Labor Day.
I see. You just laugh and laugh at the joke.
But as far as unions go, the U.S. now obviously is way down as far as union membership. In the 1950s, and this is pretty remarkable if you ask me, about 40% of the workforce in America belonged to a union.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they got things done back then, too.
What are you saying?
I think you know.
And now I believe, and I'm not sure when this was written, but it's probably roughly the same, but about 14%.
I saw 11% in 2013.
Oh, even lower.
Which, I mean, would definitely go on to explain why Labor Day's really lost its meaning, too, you know?
Well, now I think people know it as just that sort of last blast.
Mm-hmm.
Even though kids start school way early now, it used to be sort of around that time when you would head back to school and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It made me nostalgic for when I was in school, like seeing like, oh yeah, Labor Day, right after that you would go back to school. And now it's like, no, I've been in school for a full month now.
Yeah, but, I mean, I remember having like all of June, July, and August off.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I know.
And now these kids are back in school in August. It's weird.
Chumps.
But they do get a very quick break with Labor Day, at least.
No, I know. They definitely have some pretty killer breaks that we didn't have, for sure.
Yeah, they get all the breaks.
Well, that's it, huh?
That's one in the can.
If you happen to be listening to this on Labor Day, pat yourself on the back, because you just created an SYSK trifecta.
Have a gin and tonic on me.
Oh, that's nice, Chuck. And put on something white, just to stick it in the eye of those blue bloods.
Yeah.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can go to our website, stuffyoushouldknow.com. It's got all of our social media links. You can also send us an email. Pay attention. You should address it directly to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.